I didn't know.
You don't know
when they were born either? See, I was born here a long time after Papa left Pensacola. Mm-hmm. There was Albert, Carrie, Rudolph, and Osgood, and me, and Aubrey. My baby brother died when he was 9 years old. There was seven of us. All of them were born in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. The only grandparents that I remember was Papa's grandfather. I remember his picture and remember Mom and Papa talking about him. He died long before I was born.
You know where he was born?
I guess in Pensacola.
You think your grandmother too?
I just wouldn't say. I think Papa's background, the Luptons, I think they come from Georgia.
Do you know anything about what
work
they did?
I don't know. I couldn't answer that.
You're not married, are you?
No, ma'am.
You haven't been married?
No, ma'am.
And tell us about that.
Give it up.
Tell us about what this community's like. How much it's changed since you were...
Well, it's changed a lot now. You kind of, that takes a educated person to sit down here and tell you what this community's like. I don't think I can. I can answer that question that it's changed a lot in the last few years.
It has a pretty bad luck,
you know. Pretty bad what?
Pretty bad luck, Allison.
Oh, well, the history tells about it. I've seen some bad hurricanes, but never had lost my lives. Mm-hmm. I reckon the storm must have in some places.
They used to have epidemic of yellow fever.
Yeah, old St. Joe's out there, the old cemetery. They claimed the yellow fever destroyed St. Joe and the tidal wave. I should know, but I don't know.
It was way before you were born?
Oh, yeah, it was before I was born. My dad was the first person here. Old man Jake Stone was the first man in St. Joe. He come in and put in a tape time together. Down here on the bay out from the St. Joe Motel. I believe they said that was in 1904. Yeah, mom. And I believe they said the old man Costin come in and put in a store in 1905. I believe the railroad come in here in 1912. But Papa was here before. Mm-hmm. Papa lit the light, this lighthouse that he was, when it was built, Papa was and had the bay of pitch and glass. And he was the first man that lit this light out there when it was built in 1902. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't anybody here, man. He had to get his grocery over in up last school. And down on the East Bay, a place that was called Farmdale. Now, lots of people over the country then in the turpentine business. Mm-hmm. Everybody farmed a little bit, made potatoes and sugar cane, syrup. People just lived. Mm-hmm. And had no money. Do you know that people could live without money if they'd work and work together? We got a country that's got, the more the history shows that we got a country that's got more natural resource than any other country on the globe. Mm-hmm. But people don't produce it. You take this money away from some people and they just sit down on their end and cry and starve to death. And won't pick up a rake or a hoe and make something. Last Sunday I ate dinner out of that backyard. And tomorrow I'm gonna eat some of the same stuff out of that backyard. And myself, that's the reason I'm going to be in there tomorrow, getting them leaves out.